Deal with the issue that I think we're all going to be dealing with tomorrow night. It's essentially universal minhag, maybe not in nursing homes and the like, but the din of tamimos, it's pretty shocking. As we all know, delaying the beginning of yantif in what seems to be this side of the Rambam, bypassing a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes yantif. Right, those who make the Tanai and say, if there's really a din of tamimos, okay, I'm waiting, and if not, shoveis mimalacha, which is not a bad idea, but it's as much an Omer Darsheni as anything. So the Taz, obviously we're talking about an Achron, an early Achron at that, but the idea that, this pops up in the Achronim is a mystifying element. Ma'achron ha'aschal arvis v'knisas shavuos k'dei sheyu yimei ha'sfira tamimos. What is the nature of that? The Kaf HaChayim, when he quotes it in the name of the Shalah, presents what seems like a subtle distinction, but I'm going to try to make something of it, that maybe there's a distinction between Ma'ariv and Kiddush here. Amnam HaShalah, Kasev Tein Tzorech Lizar Rak B'Kiddush, V'mashim Mispalur and Mibod Yom Eino Klum. He's saying that the Kedushas Hayom of Arvis is a generic Kedushas Hayom. There's nothing particular about that. Rabbi Yishai Yitzali Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos, Ava Gamta Dayin Shabbos Gamaru. You're looking to shave a few minutes. Great to see you. Looking to shave a few minutes off, depending on how close you live to shul, right? But certainly a person who lives further away, and it's going to take them half an hour to get home anyway. So maybe they'll save half an hour. Mikol makom leikadesh ad halayla kemoshe kasavti baos she'acharzeh. So this issue of Ma'ariv and Kiddush, it seems like a secondary issue, and it definitely is. It's not the primary issue of what the concept of Tmimos is all about, but maybe we can do something here in terms of determining whether the Kedusha Sayom, in a very specific sense, expresses itself in Tfilah or in Kiddush. And both of them, there's certain, words that we're going to say that might be, very, very critical to the idea of Tmimos, but we'll hold that maybe as a secondary issue. So as indicated, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes, again, the Rambam, pretty surprisingly doesn't pask in this Gemara, but other Rishonim assume that it's a Din D'Oraisa, establishes the idea of Tosefes Kedusha as a Din D'Oraisa by Shabbos, by Yantif. The Rambam only has it as far as Yom Kippur and Din Inoy, not even the generic Isser Malacha, the Isser Malacha which matches the Isser Malacha of Shabbos. So again, it's not like this, Minhag is just, for fun, but it seems to really be undermining, according to many, what is it in Daraisa Rabbi Shmuel? Mosivim meyachol al kodesh minalei nafkei b'detanya v'nisim b'snasher seichem b'sisha yachol b'sisha tamadom bar bo'erev yibo'erev yachol b'shetachshach tamadom bar b'tisha ha'ketzad maskol b'sanim b'bod yom mlamid shemosivim meyachol al kodesh en li ala b'knisaso b'tziyasa minayin tamadom bar me'erev ad'erev en li yom b'kipurim shabasos minayin tamadom bar tishbisu. The Rambam will tell you it's an asmachta. Yamim tovim minayin tamadomer shabaschem haketzad komakom sheish bo shvus mosivin mechol haKodesh. So again, even if it's not a din d'oraisa, still a din d'rabbanan, and especially if you think it's a din d'oraisa, the idea of suspending a din d'oraisa for something that we never heard of, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, not in the Shulchan Aruch per se, right? The Achronim, that would seem to be like an unreasonable trade-off. If somebody were asking me for rabbinic advice and says, here you have what could very well be a din d'oraisa, and here's a chumrah, minhag in the Achronim, I would say, that's not really much of a contest. It's a no-contest situation. And yet, like wildfire, is anybody here going to be diving in a shul that davens, before it's safe tomorrow? I'd be shocked, right? So, what's it all about? So I'd like to make a suggestion today, hopefully one that has some merit. But first you have to go back to the psukim themselves to appreciate just how challenging the idea really is. So you may have sfira Tamimos. Svartim lachem imacharos ha-shabbas v'yom ha-viyachem esomer ha-tenufa shava shabbasos tamimos tiyana. As many of the Rishonim note, the whole idea of tamimos seems to modify the shavuos, not so much the yamim themselves. The only time we have tamimos is in the context of the shabbasos, is the weeks, right? And the difference between the days and the weeks is not trivial. Well, many Rishonim wrote the view on the basis of this, that you were only obligated to count the weeks at the completion of the weeks. The Baal Amar, the Ran, others have that idea. An v'machoras ha-shabbas ha-shviyis tisperu chamishim yom. We don't actually do that. V'ikravta mincha chadasha l'adonai mimoshvo seichem taviyu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei yasunim solas tiyana chametz te'afena bikurim l'adonai v'ikravtem al-alechem shivas kvasim t'mimim b'nei shana ufar ben vakar echad v'ilim shnayim yu olal l'adonai u'minchasam niskehem b'shereach nichalach l'adonai v'asisem sirizim echad l'chatas u'shnei chvasim b'nei shana l'zavach shlamim v'nif ha-kohen Osam alechem habikurim tenufali tnei Adonai al shnei kevasim kodesh yiul Adonai lakohenu ukirasem beetzem hayom azeh. Make a note of that. Mikra kodesh alechem kom lechas abadal losasu chukas olam bechombo shoseichem adoroseichem. In Torah shebichsav, Sfiras Omer is presented as a critical element of the Parshas HaMo'adim, but one that links to Korbanos, to Menachos, Korbanos Tzibur, the Korban HaOmer, Korban Seorim, and the Korban Shtei HaLechem. Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, Shava Shabbasos Tmimos Tihiena, V'hikravte Mincha Chadasha Al Hashem. You could forgive most Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, for suggesting that absent the Karban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, Sfiras HaOmer, could only be a Din D'Rabbanan. Sounds that way in the Gemara Menachos, Samach Vav. The Rambam was medayik miyom haviyachem, that there was a chalos in the day. I think that's a very inspirational perspective. And indeed, in terms of the end of the count, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, there I think it's even an easier case to make. But the Rambam, again, like in the case of Tosafos Yontif, was an outlying view. One that I think has great significance in terms of our presentation today, but an outlying view. So when we talk about, you know, the idea of Tmimos, like we're going to be makbid for that, it would be just, you know, very odd. Number one, it would come at the expense, seemingly, of Adin D'Oraisa in its own right, Tosefes Yom Tov. Number two is that whatever you think Tmimos means in the Pashtus is, it's in the Shabbosos and not so much in the Yomim. But at best, that would be, you know, like a hiddur, an enhancement of Adin D'Rabbanan, right? The whole institution of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh. So the trade just keeps on seeing more and more, you know, unreasonable. And yet there it is. Already in the Ramban, you know, Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, it's not in the Chumash. We've talked about this, you know, past Erev Shabbos. Chametz te'afena, tziva akasav, shetiena chametz. The Shtei Halachem's unusual property. Lefi shem toda l'ashem, ki chukos katsir shamar lanu, v'karban toda yavo al lechem chametz. Imal toda yakrivenu. As we know, the Korban Todah is the outlier, and the Ramban wants to make the Shtei HaLechem like some kind of Korban Todah. Al Pi Pashtos, he says, it would have to do with the fact that it's the Bikurim. It has to do with the Katsir. Nothing to sneeze at. Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. And then the Ramban makes a second suggestion. V'nei b'chag ha-shavuos hu yom matan Torah yavi ha-korban b'din Todah ki hu yom ha-atzeres. Maybe the Hoda'ah, and maybe this is the Ramban Lashitaso, the Ramban who thought that Birchas HaTorah was a Din D'Oraisa Midin Hoda'ah for having the Torah. So the Shtei HaLechem is a quasi Korban Todah for receiving the Torah. More famously, for whatever reason, the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, took the idea and ran with it. Again, that Tziras HaOmer, which presents itself, prima facie, as a din linking either the Karban HaOmer to the Karban Shtei HaLechem, or the Yom of the Karban HaOmer to the Yom of the Shtei HaLechem. So like the Ramban, he thought it was Matan Torah in disguise. Mishoreshi HaMitzvah Al-Tzad HaPshad, L'fisha Kol Yikaran Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. U'bnei HaTorah Nivru Shamayim Vo'aretz. U'chmo Shekasov Yim Lo Brisi Yomam Va'layla Chukos Shamayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. Piha Ikar V'hasiba Shenigalu V'yatsu Mimitzrayim Kedei Shekablu HaTorah B'Sinai V'kaimua K'mo Sh'amar Hashem Moshe V'zelucha Os K'anuchi Shlachticha Be'otziyacha Asami Mitzrayim Tavdunis Ho'alohim Alahar Hazah. It is our raison d'etre. It is why Klal Yisrael has to exist as a separate entity. Perish Pasuk Otiyacha Usami Mitzrayim Yelacha Os Shetavdunas Elohim Alahar Hazah Kilomar. For one reason, Shetakalu Atorah Sheyikar Agadol Shebishvil Zeh Heim Nigalim V'Itachlas Atova Shalhem. Let's make no mistake about it. We were taken out of Egypt for this. V'Inyan Gadol Hulahem Yoser Min Hacheros Me'Avdos. There's no comparison. You know, in that discussion regarding the choreography and narrative arc of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, the Maschil Begnus and Messiah B'Shevach, that, you know, discussion, multiple perspectives, with most Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, all assuming that we paskin like both, you know, Avadim Hayinu, the Achshav B'nei Chorin on the one hand, Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayavuseinu, the Achshav Kirvanu HaMakom LaVodasa on the other hand, apples to apples, as Sefer HaChinuch says, it's no contest. V'lachein Yasa Hashem L'Moshe Os B'tzeisa Me'avdus L'Kabbalah HaTorah. Lest anybody think that this is intrinsically, this is an amazing idea, you know, valuable. You could still say it's intrinsically valuable, but just not as valuable as Kabbalah HaTorah. But the Sefer HaChinuch is going, you know, to the absolute edge here. Saying, no, it's a hechsher. It's Yes Mitzrayim, it's all a big hechsher. And so immediately after, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, or even at the incipient phases of that process from a certain perspective, V'zel l'cha ha'os k'an ochi shlach ticha, the idea is, from the very beginning, don't think that you're taking them out just to, you know, unburden them of all their suffering and their slavery and their bondage and their servitude. For one reason, Tavdunis Alokim Allah Haraza Matan Torah. Ki atafel osin oso os laolam el haikar. Umibnechin, he called Ikaran Shal Yisrael, Ubavura Nigalu, Vealu, Lechol, Hagidula, Shaalu Eleha, Nitztavino Limnos Nimacharas, Yom Tov Shal Pesach, Ad Yom Nesina Satara. Sefer Vayikra was like a big misdirection, deeply hidden. Laharos, Benafshenu, Hachavitz Hagadol, El Hayom Hanichbad Hanichzaf Lulibenu Ke'eved Yishaf Tzel, as one who yearns for the shade. V'yimne Samir Masa Yavo Ha'es Hanichzaf Elav Sheyetze L'cheiros Ke'aminin Mar Lo Adam Kichol Yisho V'chol Chafso V'agiel Hazmanho. I remember when I was a young lad, there were individuals in our class this time of year who would, you know, keep, you know, account till the last day of school. Students, you weren't sure if they really knew fractions or not, but it came out they did. 23 and a quarter days. There were updates every half hour. Yeah, you learn things about people. You keep these thoughts to yourself if you want to stay out of a locker, but you know, you're making the observations. this one fellow, I remembered like it was yesterday. He had been in second grade a few times before I was there. He was in our class. He's much bigger than us. So he had a big countdown guy. V'zeu ha'shanu monin la'omer. Kilomar, kach v'kach yomim avru min ha'minyan ve'enanu monin kach v'kach yomim yesh lanu l'zman. Ki chol zemar lanu ha'ratzon ha'chazak la'agi al hazman. Al-kein lo nirtza la'hazker b'tchilas cheshboneinu riboy ha'yomim. Sheyesh lanu la'agi al-karban shtei halacham shal atzeres. Won't be so depressing anymore. Alright, not the most persuasive from my point of view, but the Sefer Achinuch wants to run with the idea. He says you wouldn't switch in the middle, but it would be too depressing. You start counting down from 49, right? If you're really all about the anticipation, you should be counting down. But it'd be so depressing. 49, 48, it's too long. So you do it the other way. Because if you're only counting in the single digits, you know exactly how many numbers there are. It's a little hard to understand. Can't switch in the middle. It's going to confuse everybody. So for all of the, I think, obvious difficulties with the the details, the Sefer HaChinuch's fundamental point is unmistakable, right? Matan Torah. Kol Ikareinu. Even Yitzias Mitzrayim, as fundamental as one would think that is, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, even that is relegated to quite literally the status of Tafel. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch are arguing that this count, this period, the Zman, is really about Matan Torah. The Korbanos, Omer and Shtei Halachem, in a sense, become proxies for that. The details, the Ramban said, of the Shtei Halachem, Chametz Teafena, betray its true identity, its hidden identity, as it were, the Karban Toda of Matan Torah itself, as I'm pointing out, L'shitaso, Birchas HaTorah, Min HaTorah, Hoda'a Le'el, Bichol Eish Shenikra BaTorah, Bet Hakara Satov, anytime we learn Torah, maybe even more than that, maybe just every single day, the Ramban's perspective that Hoda'ah is in order for the Kli Chemda that he gave us. Mentioned last week, in passing, the Aruch HaShulchan's magnificent thesis that one would have to marshal for the Ramban in the Sefer HaChinuch, that the Torah deliberately obscures the identity of Shavuos as Man Matan Torasenu, even though, of course, historically, it is, because the Torah was concerned, as it were, about diminishing the aspect of Hayu Advar Ma'ila Shanochim Mitzavcha Hayom B'chol Yom Yualechem Kechadashim. You can't really circumscribe, delimit, constrict Kabbalah Satorah to any one day on the calendar. It's a perpetual experience. In that sense, the Torah very much downplayed, if not totally obscured, maybe the true identity for the Ramban, for the Sefer HaChinuch, of what these days, of what this period is all about. But what I'd like to suggest, and I think that this helps us avoid the technical difficulties that we find at the end of the Sefer HaChinuch. Is it really better to count up? Would it really have been impossible to switch in the middle? By tweaking the doctrine slightly, but I think significantly. There's no doubt, Miyom Haviachem Es Korban Eloheichem, until Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, is about preparation for Matan Torah. But rather, and contra the Sefer HaChinuch, who suggests that the religious experience is one of anticipation in the sense of counting down, the hisragshus, the excitement, as I described it, ketino kaboreach mi beis ha-sefer, I see it in the opposite sense. A time of intensive preparation. Ma'alin bakodesh velo moridin. Day after day, week after week, building up, preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. If that's true, that theme of development, of evolution, aligns itself perfectly with the idea of a count up, not a count down. It expresses itself seamlessly in the progression from the Korban HaOmer, a Korban Seorim, undeveloped, to a Korban Shtei HaLechem, from Maichal Behema, to Chitim, Solas, the highest level. Those Korbanos are proxies for the kind of development that we're talking about. And of course, if you had to choose a word to capture, even if it's only aspirational, what we're seeking to achieve, tamimos, holism, perfection, tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha, as the Ramban notes, a total commitment, Targum Unklus, shalem tehei, b'dechalta de Hashem Elokach. It takes time and it takes effort. And if that's true, I think we could well understand, even if it is, nobody's going to deny, a little bit surprising, the minhag of tamimos. We don't feel ready for Kabbalah Satorah until we've invested ourselves in the full preparation. No shortcuts. And rather than suggesting that it undermines or subverts the Kedusha Sayom, right? Toseves Yantif Midaraisa, is it perhaps a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom? The more you believe Zman Matan Torasenu, we demonstrate in general great respect for a yantif through its anticipation. But when it comes to Zman Matan Torasenu, that same respect is manifest by waiting, by not deluding ourselves into believing that we're ready before we've taken every hour, every minute, every second afforded to us, not to count down, but to build up. Tamimos tehiyena. There's an amazing line in the Tshuvos Meshiv Davar of the Netziv, somehow he had a different idea. In terms of Tosefes Yantif, he says that Shavuos would be exempt. Shani Hasam Dilamedim Midichsiv Bechaga Shavuos Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. I don't know exactly where he got that idea. But Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you can't just shift it up. The Itzumo Shel Yom. We've talked a lot about that expression in Torah Shebichsav. You know, it's one of my favorites. But the Itzumo Shel Yom demands that it can only come exactly in its right time. Again, there are no shortcuts. There's no early admissions. No less a figure than Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have intuited this idea. We spent the last few weeks in Shir, of course, discussing the archetype of Moshe Rabbeinu in so many areas, especially in Dayanus. Those three awesome words of the Rambam, Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu, Meir Simcha. If he had had a refrigerator, it would have been on there. It was on his ice box. Gemara in Shabbos, Mesve v'kidashtem hayom achar kasha l'Rav Yossi. Amar l'cha Rav Yossi, yom echad hosif Moshe midato. This is instinct. It's all intuition. Titani shloshet dvarim asa Moshe midato v'hiskim akadosh baruch hu imo. There is... You get to a sense, and you just, you know, a person who's in the zone. It's no surprise that all three of these happened in the sphere of Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe, the apotheosis of his earthly mission. Hosef yomechad midato pirish minaisha v'shavar asaluchos. Hosef yomechad midato maidarash hayom umachar hayom kemachar ma'machar leilo imo af hayom leilo imo. Vilaylo dohaidna nafikle, shmabina treyome levar mehaidna. So he added that additional day. Uminalan dehiskim akadosh baruch hu al yado, deloshari shchina at safra, deshabasa. According to Rabbi Yossi, everybody agrees, right, that it was on Shabbos, whether it was Vav or Zion, but 3 full days of preparation before, not just hayom u'machar. Not just Hayu Nechonim Layom HaShlishi, but L'Shloshes Yamim Al Tikshu Elisha. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the original Kabbalah Satorah, forget about not cutting in to Kabbalah Satorah, he wanted another 24 hours. We have to be ready. The world had waited 26 generations for Kabbalah Satorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu wants, you know, another day. But it's not, as we indicated, a cheapening, a disrespect for Kabbalah Satorah. It's the ultimate respect. Preparation. Confrontation with Shechina. Kabbalah Satorah, as a paradigmatic example, but more generally, confrontation with Shechina demands of the finite, imperfect, by definition, flawed human being, intensive preparation. Ein omdim lehispalo, ela mitoch keved rosh, chasidim harishenim, ayu shoen sha'achas umispalim, seems to me that this might explain the 2 different versions of the minhag that we encountered. Chuliyama lo pligi, that by the time that a person recites Kiddush, one is sanctifying the yantif, relating directly, as is indicated in the text of Kiddush, Chag HaShavuos Hazeh Zman Matan Torasenu. Certainly that, from this point of view, isn't going to come before Tzeisa Kochavim Tamimos. The Taz, in his classical formulation of the Minhag, though, goes further. Even the Arvis of Chag HaShavuos isn't just a generic Arvis of Yantif, but the Tzfilas Arvis of Leil Shavuos is suffused with the identity of a Tzfilas Chag HaShavuos, a distinctive Kedushas Hayom, in which case that too should wait. In many respects, I think that's of a piece with Tikkun Leil Shavuos, not just the Medrash that they slept in. Jewish people always seem to be sleeping in at the wrong time. You know, Shlomo HaMelech with the Beis HaMikdash, you know, and Bas Paro with their machinations. I think it's more than that. It's a sense of preparation, immersion. And so when we daven Mirat Hashem tomorrow night, be a little bit on the later side, but it'll be a tefillah that's suffused with that aspiration to be ra'oi for that which is, as the Sefer HaChinuch said, the ikar, kiyem chayinu v'rachameinu, and the hoda'ah of which the Ramban spoke, karban shtei halachem, a karban toda, for the Torah that gives us such meaning in our lives. And here, I wanted to leave you with a certain dialectic. Everything I said, I stand by very much. That preparation prepares us, readies us for Kabbalah Satorah. No shortcuts. Me'idach Gisa, Kabbalah Satorah elevates us in ways that otherwise would have been simply unattainable. Yes, we have to invest on the front end in terms of preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Without wasting a minute, Tamimos. On the other hand, the full perfection for which we strive can only come through receiving the Torah. There's only so far preparation will get you. The Mishnah, I should really say the Braisa, in Parakinyan HaTorah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma, it's when a person really does it because that individual has arrived at a true understanding of the meaning of the enterprise. Zocha l'dvarim harbe. Vilo od ala shakol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. In that moment, they're achieving the apotheosis of human experience, and as such, the entire world and its existence is justified by this person. Nikra Reya Ahov Oheva Samakom Oheva Sabrios Misameaches Hamakom Misameaches Sabrios Malbashto Anava Vira Machsharto liyos tzadik, chasid, yashar, v'ne'eman. These are all things that we would like to work on, of course, to prepare to receive the Torah. But the Torah, dialectically, accelerates development of these qualities. Umirachakta minachet, umikaravta lide zechos, v'nene mimenu etza v'sushia, bina u'gevura, shenemar li etza v'sushia, ni bina li gevura, gives a person a certain insight or a certain instinct. V'nosenes lo malchos amemshala v'chikor din, not the kind of malchos that they make a big party in London for, but a certain more essential form of nobility and regal bearing. Umilgalin lo raze Torah v'nase chamayin hamizgaber uchenahar sheno posek v'vitzanua v'erech ruach umbochel al elbono. I want to discuss that for a second. Gadalto ramamto al kol hamasim. Rashi, at least the parish which is miuchas the Rashi and Avos, comments mochel al elbono is a shiur in anava. Mavir al midosav meirov anava. So that love in vain and olvin. Shomin cherpasan vein meshivin. Osin me'ava, osmechem bi'isurin. Fine. It seems to me, though, that there is a different quality. Earlier on, the Braisa had mentioned anava significantly earlier. So mocha albono for the parish miyuchas Rashi, at least I wonder, is it not out of place? It should have come after Malbashto Anava Vira. Mochel al bono, machsharti lios tzadik chasid yashar v'nem. I'd like to suggest that there's a different valence to mochel al bono that reflects the idea that I'm trying to get across of Torah as an elevating force, exactly in the right place. Migadalto umiromamto al kol hamasim. What do I mean? The world is a petty place. People fighting over money, status, prestige, attention. Things that at some level, even as they're going 15 rounds to attain, they know are insignificant, are trivial. Consciously or subconsciously, they know that none of these things will matter and that by next week they'll have moved on to a different petty slight. She didn't invite me. No. He had a better caterer than I did. The world is filled with this. And lo and behold, despite the utter futility of all of these things, in the moment and certainly in time, what in the world difference is it going to make? Time and again, people are ensnared. But a person who is an osek batorah lishma, in the sense that the Rav defined that term, osek batorah, he said in the context of Birchos HaTorah, doesn't mean a person who learns Torah. Osek batorah means that that's their esek, their involvement. It's what they think about. It's what matters to them. that person, they're really invested in Torah, so okay, this person didn't invite them to their ufraf. Okay, that person didn't compliment their new shoes. That person didn't take notice of their new WhatsApp photo. Didn't like their post. They have bigger fish to fry. It's trivial. They're involved in something which is eternal, which is divine. Mochel al bono, because it's pachim ketanim. Who cares? You know, a healthy adult, if they go to a preschool and some kid, you know, makes fun of their pants, so you know, if they're emotionally stable, that they're not gonna, you know, pick up one of those cardboard boxes and flip it at the kid and then say, you know, it's you and me, man. Right now. Because that person is 3 years old. The kid can't even zipper his own jacket. Like it's not perceived as a great threat. So hu adinami, but really alachas kama v'chama, that if the world exists at a certain level, it does. And Torah is meromim, it's megadel, it points us in a direction that's much more consequential, that's eternal. So mochel al bono, not because, you know, you really had to fight to overcome that sense of, you know, it was an extreme affront. I wasn't invited to the right party, I didn't, you know. Instead of going with, you know, all of the, in the front of the Jewish link, they buried my advertisement in the back. You know, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. It didn't even go with the good Pesach programs or the good burial plots or apartment complexes. There are bigger things. And Isek Batara Lishma gives a person a sense of liberation. Ein benachorin belamisha osek batara. The pettiness of the world no longer entraps that person. So mitzad echad, the hachana, squeezing out every last minute, tamimos tihyena, counting up, not counting down, motivated by the itzumo shel yom, the netziv. It's not an affront to the Kedusha Sayantif. It's a kiyum. That's all meichad kisa and meidach kisa. The recognition that for all of our preparation, in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu, hosif yom echad midato, 26 generations, but we can wait another day. We have to be ready. There are certain things you could prepare your whole life, but there are certain things, certain madregos ha'adam, that come only through Torah. And when a person has tasted of Torah, lishma, at the highest level, all of a sudden, the pachim ketanim that define, ensnare so much of the world are no longer that important. Person who deeply senses, afilu echad yeshev lomed shchina shruya imo, So they're happy to be invited, and they're happy to go and to be misameach. They're Me'urav Bedasi Mabrios, but they're not measuring their worth, taking their existential temperature through every interaction that they have with people, because they understand what makes life meaningful. And if somebody did or didn't notice, did or didn't compliment, did or didn't do that, Rav Tversky once commented about his brother, Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, whose life was like a masterpiece of Kol HaOsek B'Torah Lishma. To his credit, and you can't deny that having extended chavrusas with the Gadol Hador from the age of well before Bar Mitzvah helps give one a sense of what's out there. So he once commented about his brother that he wasn't mochel and kavod, he wasn't mivater on titles. That wasn't the struggle. He was holding in a place where kivod Elokim haster davar. There was no appeal that no longer spoke to him. Migadalto miramto al kolamasim. I don't mean, God forbid, in a pretentious or a self-important way. Umalbashto anava v'yira. But that a person no longer needs that kind of validation, because their existence is affirmed by something objective, by the reality of their encounter with the Shechina. Hayish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol HaAdam Ashrel Pnei HaAdama. His existence was validated by the ultimate encounter, the ultimate reality. Pe'el Pe'a Daber Bo. Usmunas Hashem Yabit. What did he need in terms of worldly recognition? What could anybody offer him? We spent the whole week and the week before that being mechalik between Nevius and the Hashras HaShechina al Yedei Din. They're not the same, but there is an analogy. A person who's totally involved in Torah, kola osik b'Torah l'shma, but osik b'Torah, not just somebody, this doesn't come with learning Torah. This comes with truly making it the ikar. And time commitment is a part of that, but it's not the only part of that. When a person really relates to it that way, so what's somebody going to offer them? A few extra dollars? A nicer seat? You know, a fancier title? You know, Rosh Hashiva of the world? Greatest man alive. It's not Tofes Mako. So these are critical moments. The Yemei Hagbala. Moshe sensed that. We walk in his footsteps in that way. Hosef Yomechad Midato. And then, as we merit experiencing Kabbalah Satorah, we try to realize the opportunity that we have for personal growth and development when it comes to be osik b'Torah lishma. The Ramban, to conclude, noted that there's a Karban Todah that's affiliated with this. I mentioned that in my view, it's really l'shitaso, that Birchas HaTorah, the aspect which is Doraisa l'shitas HaRamban, is the Havugoda l'lokenu, l'hodos l'shmo, yis'ala v'choleish ha'nikra b'Torah. But there are different aspects of that Hodah. The Ramban is focused on the experience itself, which is, you know, important. But I was thinking, not to the exclusion of the Ramban's perspective, but in addition to that, the Hodah that I have for this environment and for each of you and collectively for you in general, both are true at the same time, each one of you and the environment. You know, I'm grateful to the yeshiva. This is the, you know, when I tell you guys it's true, you know, it's the highlight of my day. I don't just mean that in the sense of it's very enjoyable, in the sense of Pikud Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, but it really is that the opportunity to totally immerse ourselves in the sugya at hand, whatever that is, and the opportunity to do so in the context of people who, again, not like I, you know, because I said something, but just, you know, who sense for themselves, like, this is the ultimate ikar in the world, and, okay, like, you know, the school's no longer, you know, we're 18 years old, the school's no longer going to, like, you know, check us, or, like, are we here, are we not here, like, you know, my son's kindergarten class, they definitely have to do that, because if not, and developmentally, it's appropriate, if they didn't keep track of where they were, like, it would be really, you know, very, very dangerous, and so it's good that they take attendance, you know, at morning meeting, as I'm told. But you come to a place in your development where, you know, you understand that it's probably important to be somewhere, even if nobody's checking. But I don't take it for granted. Far from it. I think it's a credit to you. I think it's a credit to the yeshiva, what we're trying to accomplish. That sense of shared aspiration for what Limud HaTorah can mean to us, which we just read together in the name of Rabbi Meir. So with that, you know, from the bottom of my heart, there's a sense of Hodah, but also, you know, especially on this Yantif of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, a sense of, you know, real, like I said, Tfilas Arvis, of Chag HaShavuos has a chalos. It's not just a tefilas yantif in general, but the minhag of the Taz, it's a tefilas Chag HaShavuos. It's a tefilas Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It could only take place after, so I finish with that tefila itself, that all of us will experience personally and collectively a sense of Hashras HaShchina, Vayered Elokim, Al HaHar, the encounter with the Kaddish Baruch Hu that Limud HaTorah is, that ultimately, through immersing ourselves in it, liberates us from so much of that which is less compelling, less meaningful about the world, that sadly entrap so many. Mochel al albono, personal affronts, really do seem trivial in the face of the ultimate reality. Migadalto, Miromamto, Al Kol Hamasim. Wish everybody a wonderful Yantif.